Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. What up, guys? Jason Guymon here. And tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about how to sell better, how to get higher paying customers, how to get those customers that build those relationships that they want to buy from you over and over and over. And I have talked a lot about the love languages and a lot about the side of the DISC profile. And I'm going to go deep into it tonight. I actually got some slideshows I might show you. I don't know how far I'm going to get into it, but I'm going to try to talk into you so that way you will be able to understand what Jason's been talking about. Like I say, we'll go over the five love languages. I can show you where you can get that and how we can use this for sales. And this isn't just for sales either, just so you know. This could also be for employees. I know a lot of times we're hiring a lot of employees at this time right now, and so this can work for that also. So for this week, the book of the week that I'm going to bring up is Elevate by Tommy Mello. Build a business. He talks, if you're looking to hire employees, you need to read this book about 5 times. And I only say that because I'm telling you this is a great book that will help you elevate your business. And if you want to elevate your business you have with employees, you need to read this book. It's super thin. It's not very thick. It's a great audiobook also. If you don't like to read, you can get it on audiobook. Go to Amazon.com and look up Elevate Tommy Mello, and it is a great book. I agree with Jeremy. Please hit the like button. It helps get the algorithm going and people to be able to show up while we're here. So before we get started too far here, I want to get seeing what everybody's doing. This weekend, I had a great weekend. I went and this weekend was our annual banquet for Boone County Water Rescue. The first time that I've been captain, and as captain, I had to kind of run do the slideshow and, you know, all of that awesome stuff, present in front of a bunch of people. And so there was about 50, 60 of us there. So it was a good time with Water Rescue. We went and did the BBB or the B&B, which is on the Ohio River. It's a boat cruise on the Ohio River. That's a family, you know, or it's not family, but is able to eat while we're on the river and boat cruise. And it was a good time. And I appreciate it. Tell me something that you did exciting this weekend. And I want to hear some things that you did that's exciting for you this weekend, because it is important, not just about what I've done, but I want to know what about what you've done. And it don't even have to be business. What is a highlight for you this week that you did this weekend along this weekend? But and then from there, we did have a death in our water rescue family. One of the spouses of one of our members had passed away. So we had to go and be there today. And that always stinks to have to see that happen. And so that's my weekend. It was a great weekend. It was a sad weekend, but overall, it was a good weekend. I had some family time with the family, which is always good. It's my oldest birthday. She turned 15. Yes, time flies by. If you didn't know about it, the older you get, the faster time flies by. And that's why you got to celebrate the wins when you get them versus not celebrating your wins. So that is definitely something that you need to do. So tell me what some of your wins are this week. I want to hear them in the comments, please. So that way when I go through reading them, I'll get to hear your wins or something that you did this weekend that was fun to do. But while I'm doing that, we got Unique Services in here. Evening all, how are you doing? We got Mr. Teak, how are you doing up in Pittsburgh? We got the Dream Team, what's up everyone? Hey Chad, had one of our best weeks ever, brought it over $18,000 in just 15 jobs. That is freaking awesome. That's some high-fiving. That is a great thing. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. We got Edwin, Mr. Edwin, Keep It Clean up in Pennsylvania. Jeremy Olson, hit the like button. I agree. What's it cracking, everyone? From Florida, Texas. Matthew, I believe you're from Texas. I'm pretty sure you're from Texas. Howdy, everyone. Mr. Matthew, how are you doing? Watch my son get second place in a big demolition derby. It was awesome. That is a lot of fun to go watch and go see. It is neat to see the demo derbies. I enjoy going to see them. My wife hates them. I will talk about that, right? We'll talk about that in the love languages of how what we might hate, our spouse probably loves. It's kind of funny how we are put together that way. And so it is definitely something for them. Cheers. Chores. Yeah, don't we love chores? Mr. U.S., happy Sunday. How are you doing? As a Canadian, we had family Thanksgiving turkey dinner and tomorrow ham and scalloped potatoes. That sounds yummy. I love turkey. I closed two $8,000 jobs. That's definitely a high five there, too. That's $16,000, which is pretty, pretty awesome. Bought a Christmas light business last week. Excited, 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 excited. All right. So, with that, again, the book of the week is going to kind of go off of what here, but I want to talk about sales and how we can use this for our advantage. So a lot of times we think that we need to go sell pressure washing. We need to go sell Christmas lights. We need to go sell whatever you may want to sell. And we want to push our service of we are the best in the service and we are awesome and we use this awesome product and we're going to pressure. We don't use pressure on your house and we sell all this stuff. But that's not what sells our business, right? That's not what makes us the most money. And so what makes us the most money is when you can understand the customer and build that relationship with that customer. That's what will help you sell better, right? That will help you get your average ticket from a $200 average ticket to a $1,000 average ticket, right? That helps us get our $500 average ticket to a $1,500 average ticket. And a lot of times it's just the little things that we can do that will make us a lot better. And so that's what I want to hit on for you to be able to understand how you sell the, how do you sell the relationship versus selling the product. So first off is the number one thing is a lot of times we will lose jobs and we think that we priced it too much. And that is why the price was the reason why we got rejected, right? How many in here think that price is why you get rejected? And what you will find out is price is just one thing, right? That could be one factor, but there's a lot of other factors that we can do that will help us close bigger pressure washing jobs, more pressure washing jobs, and some of it is down the time. How fast did you respond to the customer? Did you answer your phone on ring one or is it ring voicemail, right? Did you do the things how fast did you get that quote back out to them? I've been asking some questions in my Christmas light group and everybody gives me the right answers. But me knowing how people are, I know they're just giving me the right answers. And I can call BS on a lot of people because I've seen it, right? I have access to, if you want me to use one of my phone numbers so we can track it and so we can listen to phone calls, and I will hear people not answer their phone calls. Or when they do answer their phone calls, they don't answer it like the proper way of doing it. And so these are things that can cause you to lose pressure washing jobs. Just some of the things. I've talked about this last week, but I want to hit on the next thing that I want to hit on more so than anything else. But this is a unique sales approach, right? This is not your traditional, all right, this is what you need to say, this is how you say it, but this is a unique sales approach of how we can build that relationship with that customer, how we can build that bond with that customer, how we will get all of their information, how we will get their kids' names, their grandkids' names, their dog's names, their cat's names, their husband's name, and how we can build a relationship of a best friend relationship at that point versus Mrs. Jones, right? Mr. Jones. Well, guess what? Nowadays in 2023, the younger people don't even call you Miss Jones anymore. Now it's your first name. Now it's Jason, right? At my kid's school, they're like calling my wife saying Jody, not Mrs. Guyman, right? And it's like we have come to this place that we've thrown out a lot of stuff that we probably shouldn't be throwing out. And so these are things that you need to go and start doing this a little bit. So this is a way that we can build deep connections, right? When we build deep connections, we know, like, and trust they'll buy from you. That is so true. If they know, like, and trust you, they will buy from you. And so having effective communication of figuring this stuff out and figuring out their love languages and figuring out their DISC profiles, when we figure these things out, what happens is then we know how to sell to them, right? We know how to effectively communicate to them. If we know their love language is, in gifts, we could bring them a small gift and it could be anything. It could be a pin, literally a pin, and that's enough that would cause them want to buy from you. And you might say, Jason, there's no way. And I promise you, I see it over and over and over, right? This is why women do better on the phone than men, because men want to say, we use SH and we use blah, 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 and we have these big pressure washing machines and we got all this shiny equipment and we just awesome. But the female will sit there and talk about their kids or grandkids or whatever. And guess what? That sells 10 times better. I promise you. You know, I can show you someone right now. Chris Johnson got almost a $1,600-1,700 average ticket for the year because he puts this in his business, and this is how he's able to grow his business to where he wants it to be at. It is that important that we do that. And so this is a way that you can stand out from all your other competitors, right? All your other competitors are going to say the exact same bullcrap that you're saying. Except if you do this, what I'm talking about, and you hit on their love languages and you figure out their DISC profile and you figure out their kids, you can sell completely different than all your competition, right? Because now we're selling to Miss Johnny and her, Miss Little Johnny there, and how we can do this. And so this is why we want to be able to do this. And by doing this, we're going to build trust, right? We can build trust, and then they'll want to buy from us. When we build trust, it's amazing how that happens. And then when we do this, we can amplify our sales, right? We can blow our sales up, because as we do this, now they'll give us referrals. They'll use us again. We can get lots more repeats, a lot more referrals, all by building it by the relationship. And so this is definitely something that you can put a personal touch on it, and you can innovate techniques to be able to do this. So let's get this show on the road. So how does love languages affect us, and how does this work with love languages, right? That's going to be the question here. Let me see if I can open this up, because I don't know what my screen is going to look like here when I go to scene, because I didn't pre-do it, and you might see a whole lot. But I'm going to hit just mostly on what the five love languages are. If you want to know what your love languages are, absolutely. Do more listening than talking. And so this is something that we got to do and understand how these work for our business. I'm not going to go through each individual ones, but I'm going to go through all of these here. So words of affirmation. And so if you want to know where you can take the love language test, just Google love language test. You can take it for free. It's online. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. I would have you take it. I'd have your spouse take it. If you can get your employees to take it, I would give everybody it there. And then that way you can start watching their, watching what they do, and you can start putting the two pieces together. And the more I do this, the more I start figuring this out, and the more You know, it isn't something that you're just going to be like, yep, I know what they are, and you're going to go figure them out. It takes a little bit of time to be able to figure out of what you need to do. So words of affirmation, right? Words of affirmation are, you can encourage them, right? They want that encouragement. They want them to know that how awesome they are. So these are the people when you pull up and they got the brand new truck and the brand new boat and a lot of that kind of stuff. You probably know that they have words of affirmation. They want to be told how awesome they are. They want to be told how cool their stuff is. And when you touch on this, it will skyrocket them and it will put them on the moon for you. Because what I've been, as I've been learning this and more of doing it, is usually your spouse has complete opposite of what you do. So for me, I'm physical touch. For my wife, her least is physical touch. It doesn't mean 2 cents to her to physical touch. So it's complete opposite. So that's one thing that my love bucket is not getting filled unless she absolutely has to really think about it and do it. So if I can be this guy that's selling crap or pressure washing Christmas lights, whatever you're selling, I can be like, here, I'm going to touch on your love language that's going to make you send to the moon, and now you'll buy from me because you're like, oh, he's doing this stuff. So words of affirmation is things of, man, that's awesome, that's cool, right? You can kind of feed into that real quick, you know, if and that's a way that we can feed into the words of affirmation. We can do this and we can emphasize in this and do this really good. The next one is physical touch. Now, this one you got to be careful with, right? Especially male, female, it can get bad place real quick. But there's ways that we can do this that can touch that love language, that can drive it up. Maybe you're giving the quote, and when you go up to touch, you just touch the hand, right? And when you did that, their love language will go to the moon because that's all it took was just that little bit. Now, there is times that you might see that these love languages, that these people don't want to be in the love language, right? You might find out that they don't want personal touch. We did a class this past month in September, and when I went to go touch the guy, he would be like, don't you touch me. And I didn't even have to come close. I could just be like, I'm coming up to shake a hand, and he's backing off, right? And so we got to be able to see which love languages they want and which ones they don't. Because if we touch on their love language, if their love language is not acts of service or words of affirmation, you're just blowing hot air. And if it's not physical touch and you touch them, then you get in their 6-foot zone and I don't care what you do from that. You could hit their love language all you want and you're done, right? You're done, 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 done. So if you all have time or know what it is, I'd like to know what your all's love languages are in the comments. Cause, physical touch is my first. My wife's is not. Her first is receiving gifts. And it don't even have to be big gifts. It don't even have to be some big giant gift. Like, I could literally bring home a bag of Skittles just because I thought about it and give it to her, and that sends her to the moon. Now, my least favorite is giving gifts. I could care less about giving gifts. So if I could care less about giving gifts, guess how many times I give her gifts, right? Can you all guess how many times I give her gifts? And it's bad. And if I have to give her a gift, I literally have to put it in my calendar to be able to remember to go get her a gift of something so that way it will make her happy, right? And that's what we have to do. And so when we're looking at this, it might be you give them a pencil. Maybe you give them a pad of paper. Maybe you just do something along those ways, right? Maybe you just do a little bit of something else. So Safe said his is words of affirmation. So I can tell him how awesome he is and how great he is. And, you know, he's doing a great job and you're, that's amazing, right? And so when we look at this, when we do this and we look at our employees, we can do the same thing. If I know he's my employee, giving him a pat on the back ain't going to do him nothing. But if I go, man, Safe Wash of Central Florida, you did an awesome job today. I appreciate you so much. You did a great job. And we got an awesome 5-star review because how awesome you are. Well, that's going to send your employees through the roof, right? He's going to want to come back and do it again because that's what fills his love bucket, right? That's what fills his bucket of love, of that's what that does this. And I know some of you might say, Jason, this, you're getting way off here. But I'm telling you, it works. I promise you, it works, it works, it works. And it's something that is not easy to do, but it's amazing when you can do this and make it happening. Next is quality time. This might be you sit down with the customer for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and just sit there and talk. And that's what they love, right? That's what gets them. Acts of service. You know, this is something that you bring the garbage can up from the road. You clean something extra. You change out a light bulb for them, right? You do something for them, and then, man, it works also really well for you to do this. Made me feel over this live. And it's true, though. I mean, it is so true. And, you know, with our employees, it's the exact same too. So if you have employees or you're trying to get employees, if you don't know their love language, figure it out. And when you figure it out, write it down and try to do it once a week. Try to do it once every other week. Try to do it something, right? Try to do it two or three times a week, because it will be the best thing for your employees and make that employee feel awesome and want to come work for you, right? That's what they want. They want that, right? You got to do stuff that they don't, because I guarantee you their spouse isn't doing it. Very rarely is the love language the same as the spouse, right? Very rarely. And so that's why you have to look at what you're doing and how you're doing it. All right. Next, that's the love languages. Next, we're going to hit on the DISC. And so the DISC is a little bit different. As we look at the DISC, you have the D and I, which are outgoing people. And then the C and S are your introverts, right? These are your extroverts. These are your introverts. So D is dominant. I is influencing. S is steady. C is compliant. So these are introverts down here at the bottom. These are introverts down here at the bottom. These are extroverts up here at the top. And as we look at this, these are our D and C are task oriented, right? They're all about give me a task and I'll get it done. And I and S are your people oriented. So these are more, you know, they will do more for people versus you give me a task. I don't care who I got to step on. I'm going to do it because it's a task. And that is how we are going to do it. Selling the DISC method works. I know it works. That's why I talk about it. So who is a D and what is a D? So 3% of the people are Ds. They seek control, they're decisive, they're direct, they're results driven, right? These are your leaders. These are your Donald Trumps. These are your people that are running $100 million companies, right? These people will make a decision. They will do it. Now, one thing that they are, they are driven by authority, right? When you get into a group of people and that group of people don't know what to do, this person will come in and say, I know what to do. This is how we're going to do it. And we're going to make it happen. They're going to do it. They embrace change because as long as it helps them get the results they want, they will change. They don't care if the data shows differently. They will change no matter what, if it's going to give them the result that they want. So these here, they're very comfortable for rules responding, right? They'll tell you how they feel. They'll tell you what they think, and they don't care what it is or how you do it. And then the biggest thing about these people are they are afraid of being taken advantage of. Jason might be a long short, but can you send me my DISC assessment, please, sir? Yes. Long shot. If you've done it, I can. If just send me your name so that way I can go back and find you if you've already done it through me. But these are who you are. These are very dominant people. Now, what they don't like, right, are these are their strengths. They're bold. They're confident, right? They excel in emergencies. When it's hard, these people are the ones you want in control. They know what they do. They're positive, persistent, thrives on resistance. These are your bosses. There's only 3% of these people. These are the people when you go knock on the door, they're on the phone and they're doing something else. They're like, yeah, just give me a quote. That's all you need to do. You don't need to do nothing else because these people are going to make a decision. They're going to make it fast. And that's why these people are your bosses. The obstacles they have is they're inconsiderate. Again, they don't care who they're going to step on. They don't care who they got to walk on. They are going to make it happen. And that's who these people are as these. They don't apologize. It's just, we going to get it done and no matter what we do and no matter who we got to step on, we are going to get this done. So that's who the D's are for that. Next is I. There are 11% of them, right? So these are 11%. So these are the second lowest class, right? These are not the lowest class, but these are the lowest types of people. These people are persuasive. They're spontaneous. They're friendly. They love to talk, right? I'm a high eye. I love to talk. I love the influence. I love to be everybody's friend. I want you to be my friend and I will do whatever I can do to help you. Now, there is some things that are, they're always seeking friendly environment, right? I'm very outgoing. I'm relationship oriented because I love people. I want to know how I can help you. I want to make sure I can help you. I'm emotional, animated. I'll use my hands. I use my everything. Great storyteller. I'm still working on that part. Encourager. I'm your cheerleader, right? I've said it how many times. I'm your cheerleader. I'm here to help you grow your business. I'm here to do whatever I can do to help you out. Treasure great experience with others. Their biggest fear is rejection and that. The strength is they're persuasive, they're generous, they're friendly, they're talkative, likable, fun. Now, here's some of their they're undisciplined. They forgetful. That's me. I forget sometimes. They get distracted, right? They're squirrel syndrome, really bad. Talks too much, overcommits, right? I overcommit a lot of times and it bites me in the butt, and that's who I am. Now, this is when I talk about the DISC program, this is 69% of the people. These are your working people. These are the people that are people oriented. Most of the time they're introverts. They follow through. They're loyal. These are the people. Now, this is why I talk about this of most of the time you're selling to this person right here. This is the person you're selling to. A lot of times we try to sell to these other people, but that's a very small percentage. The only other person that would be, when we start talking about all the bullcrap that you want to talk about, that is for the C-type personality, which is the last one, and which is 17%. But most people that we're going to be selling to is this person right here, right now. And so these are who we're going to be selling to. They're easygoing, they're easy paced, they're good listener, compassionate treasure, peaceful relationships. This is why when you go do a sales call, you're going to talk 25 minutes on building that relationship, knowing who that person is, knowing their grandkids, and asking questions and learning everything about this person because they want relationships. If you try to sell too fast, they will shut you down, and it doesn't matter what you do, you will not sell to them. They're hard worker, they're stable, they're steady, they're secure, they're faithful, easy way to find, great listeners, peaceful, routine supervisor, or supportive, right? These are your working people. These are the people that you give them processes. They will do amazing at it. Now, these people do not like to change, right? They hate change. So if you're a high D and you have employees that that you're trying to work with this person and you're trying to change something because they're going to hate it. And this is why high S's and high D's need to have somebody in between. Otherwise, you're not going to have no employees. That's how it works. And even with this, you won't have much money because when we're selling to these people, it's hard. They're slow to start, right? You've got to warm them up. That's why we got to talk to them so long because it is very important. They can be laid back. This is why you got to bring out the D to give them a little bit of encouragement to let's speed this up and we're actually, you do need this and you want to buy it. But they shut down in confrontation. If you push these people too fast, they will quit working for you altogether. It doesn't matter if you're trying to sell to these people or if you're employees, right? If you shut down and if you give them confrontation then as an employee, good luck getting anything out of that employee from here on out. Then next you have your C's. These are very analytical. These are your doctors. These are your lawyers. These are your engineers, and they want to know everything about the product. They already know everything about the product. They already know more than you know about the product, but they want to know if you know about the product. And so these people are very good. They're compliant. They're very accurate. Like, these people, they know everything. These are the ones, are you going to kill my flowers? Are this okay with my pets? And they want to know everything about this. And they're very detail-oriented. And so that's who these people are here for, the C's. Their strength, they're idealistic, they're high quality work, because it's going to be perfect, because they will not quit working on it, because it's got to be perfect. If it's not perfect, they're not okay with it. And so, you know, you high D's need some C's in your life to be like, all right, are you sure about that? These people are very, they will finish what they start. They're not going to half-butt it. They will go all the way to the end. They're very planners. They're very data-driven. You know, they will make sure that the data is backing up whatever they need. They gather all the facts. They're deep thinkers. They're serious. These, when we're selling to this 11, 17%, these are the people that you get. These are the only people that you can sell the pressure washing to, or the light bulb, because they want to know all about the light bulb. This is 17% of the people that want to know all about the product. These are the only ones that want to know all about the product. The other three don't give two rats about that product. So that's what you got to think about. Obstacles, they're very moody. They are hard to please. You can never give them enough here. They are slow to make a decision, right? They are slow to start. They are slow to make a decision. They will overanalyze everything. Like, no matter what you do, it's still not enough information. And so as we start selling to these people, it is definitely a lot harder to sell to these people, because you've got to give them all the information. C need a detailed estimate and as much information as humanly possible, 100%. And you will know who a C is right away. And if John is in here, he will say he's high C. And it was very funny, because when he was in my class, he was the one that was asking about the EPA. He was asking about all the chemicals and how that works and what all you need to do and what all this and what all that. And he got so far down, and when we found out that he was a high C, it was definitely funny as crap. This is very true, right? D's are bosses, I's are fun, S are sheep, and C's are nerds. This is 100% way to think about this, 100%, right? These are the people that I can't say any different than that, right? That is 100% right, that it's 100%. I can't even give you to the end. You are describing my dad to a T. So if you can figure out these things and to sell to these people, it will make you get higher tickets, because if I know that 70% of the people are C's, and I can sell to that person, and I can build that relationship, and I can walk around and talk to them and build that relationship like no other, I will get a way higher ticket from them. But if I try to do that to a D, I'm getting shut in my face, right? If I try to do that to a C, I'm getting shut into my face. And most of you try to sell to a C because you want to sell the product, right? But that's only 17% of the people that want to hear all about the product. So 1 out of 5 people could care less about it. And so you've got to sit there and think of, who are you selling to? And if I'm selling to a C, then I need to give them all the information, right? I give them every bit of information. They've done looked it up online. They done know the information, but I still got to give it to them. And that's what you got to do. And so as you do this, this will help you sell more. I know a lot of times we don't believe that this will help our sales process, but I promise you it will help you out. And if you get good at identifying these people really fast, you can identify their love language and their disc profile within a few minutes. Within 5 minutes, you'll know their love language and their disc profile. It was funny because actually come to the in-person training next weekend in Raleigh, and we go over these in detail. This is something that we spend about 2 hours on of just getting into the nitty-gritty of this. And Chris Johnson's going to be speaking on it. I'll be speaking some more on it. And so you definitely want to go check that out. It is definitely something that if you want to grow your business, whether it's the pressure washing or Christmas lights, this is what you need to do. Because, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You don't have to. But if you want higher tickets, if you want higher profit, I would highly suggest you do it, because it is definitely going to make you a lot better off in sales. Because when you figure out what that person needs, we can give them 120% of it, right? And man, we'll just fill their love bucket up so fast, and we'll fill up their disc profile. You know, if I go at an S and think that they're a D, and I'm going to get a D at the end of it, right? I'm going to get a failing grade at it. I'm not going to get anything. So that's why it is so hard to make sure that we do this. I'm a D with C traits because I literally have OCD. And it's true, right? A lot of your entrepreneurs have a high D and a C, because that's, it's got to be perfect. And that can be, the D can help you out, because a lot of times it ain't got to be perfect. So you probably are more high C than you are high D. And so that's what you got to look at and see what you're doing there. So as you do this is ways that you can do this. Now, this is something that, all the scammers out there better be well informed, and that's something that, you can use this for your good or the bad. It is definitely something that you can do. And if you want to be good and successful, some people might think that you are scamming them out because you hit everything that they needed, right? And that's the thing that makes you successful is how are you able to hit on what they need? Now, if they don't need a roof clean, we're not giving them a roof clean. Right? I'm not going to make some crap up to give them a roof clean just to get money out of them. No, if they need it and I can show it as value and I can build a package to get to that $3,000 to $4,000, that's what you do, right? That's how you're able to get you and be successful and be where you want to be at. And that's how you do it. It's not rocket science. It's how do you figure out who is your person? What's their love language? What's their disc? If they're a high S, which we know 70%, right? We know the numbers of if it's high S, then we give them what they want, right? We're going to sit there and listen, talk to them for 45 minutes, and we're going to know everything about that person. Because then when I know everything about that person, I can say, hey, when your grandkid Johnny comes over this weekend and see these amazing lights, his face is just going to light up and be so awesome, right? That's just going to be priceless. Or, I know you got this wedding this weekend and you need this house washed this week because I figured out all this information versus mm-hmm. I sell pressure washing and you need my pressure washing services and you never got any more than that. Then that's what you won't sell the product, because you're going to wash the house 2 weeks from now when they need it done now, because you didn't figure out what they need, why they need it for, and all of those good things. So that way we can sell to that person. Because when we sell to that person, it makes us be able to give them what they want. And we will give them what they want. And when we give them what they want, we will get back in return what we're in business for, right? Is to make a profit. If you're not in business to make a profit, you might as well just go out of business now, because you're going to go out of business eventually. Some people be like, I can't charge that much. Why? Why can't you charge that much? Are you not worth that much? I want to be worth $100,000 an hour. There might be some day when I'm walk on a stage and make $100,000 in an hour, right? Why can't you be worth that? That's the thing that you have to look at. And that's why you got to do to grow your business, right? And a lot of times we work on little things versus working on the big things. We work on the truck versus working on marketing stuff that's going to grow our business. So With that, what's your all's thoughts on this? Give me some feedback. Give me some questions. I'm open to questions on anything that you have. While you're writing that out, again, this weekend coming up, there is a few spots left. KPWtrain.com. Chris Johnson's going to be there. He'll be speaking on sales and how to get better sales and all of that great stuff. Myself, Friday is pressure washing. Saturday is all the marketing, all of that great stuff. And Sunday is Christmas lights. And so that is awesome. And then Donovan's there. Donovan be doing a lot of the Christmas light stuff. I let him roll with the Christmas lights because he loves doing Christmas lights. I love doing Christmas lights too, but he does too. So I just let him roll with it. So that's how we roll with it. I went to the movies this last weekend and saw one of Chris's signs, meant to stop and take a pic of it on the way back, but forgot. Yeah, we love yard signs. I'm worth more, always thinking positive, you know, and that's true, you know, and that's a thing that you need to do. I know a lot of times it's hard to think positive, but you got to think positive. Positivity is what will keep you moving forward. If you want to join the Monday night marketing call and all of the information, you can go to bringingapressurewash.com and check it out. And if you want to know when I go live, you can text the number 859. Nope, that ain't what I wanted. 85. Nope, that ain't what I wanted either. Shoot. Where's my, I don't know where it went. Any thoughts? All right. Yeah. Where'd my, sign up at? I don't know where it went. Oh, right there. Sign up text. If you want to sign up, you can go to King of our sign, text 859-696-1101. And you can text the word King, and then I will text whenever I go live. Matthew Stanley, any thoughts on how to move Facebook ad leads through the sales cycle? I've been running campaigns with the send message button, lots of messages, but how to close ratio. Lead form may be better. So lead forms have been doing a little bit better than what I've seen people doing it. And for pressure washing, I never really know anybody that's done really well with Facebook ads through the pressure washing. I couldn't tell you, hey, this dude's made $100,000 off of Facebook ads, right? Very few people I could probably say that. I can say that off of Google ads. I can say it off of Google Guarantee. I can say it off of yard signs. I can even say it off of door hangers, right? I can show you people that made $100,000 off of door hangers. But to say people to do it off of Facebook ads for pressure washing, very few people that I could say that. In fact, I would probably say none that I know personally that has done over $100,000 off of just doing Facebook leads, Facebook ads. So with that said, with the Christmas lights, yes, I can say Facebook ads have gotten people over $100,000. I can say Facebook ads have gotten people over $200,000. And so that I can say that out with no problem. And so with that said, most of the people that I know that are running Facebook ads the ones that are running Facebook ads, they're mostly running lead ads. And not messenger ads, because messenger ads have not been doing as well. To get the phone ring, to get the phone number instead of just a message. Yeah. Do you need to adjust or smooth concrete like a garage floor versus regular driveway? Question, do you need to adjust pressure on smooth concrete like a driveway? No, it should be fine either which way. In fact, the smooth concrete is going to even, because it's actually been better off, and so it can actually probably get a little bit more higher pressure than where the regular driveway, because it's just been broomed at that point, and it's not been as dense. The disc is very acceptable to selling for sure. It's not a lot of fluff. I use it door to door for sure. Yep. Mr. Owen, question for you. Yard signs or door hangers? What's your first preference or go-to between the two street marketing options? I'll tell you what mine is. Mine is money bushes, baby. I love money bushes. You can't get no better than money bushes. Money bushes are, they're just the king, man. You yard signs. I can show you people that gotten more, way more money off of yard signs ever than ever off of door hangers. Because a yard sign, one yard sign could 20,000 people pass that one yard sign and get that picture. A door hanger, one person is all any person going to see that door hanger. One person versus 20,000. So what do I want to do? I want to do 20,000, right? And so I know somebody that's going to do, he did $250,000 in Christmas lights this past year. And so this year, his goal is $750,000 to do in Christmas lights. And I'm going to show you his goal for yard signs. Let me see if I can find it here. Photos. His goal is to do this many yard signs. So this is what it means to be consistent, prolific, and relentless, right? Because that's what we want to be. That ain't it. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. Here it is right here. That ain't the one I want, though. Shoot. Oh, here it is. So let me share my screen here. So Mr. Sam posted this, and because he's pretty awesome, I'm actually going to go do a ride along with him on Wednesday night. He put, we should have 2 to 3 guys by the end of October doing signs unless my first part-time guy can do more than just weekend. How many signs are you going to do? My goal is 2,000. And then he put over here, and I put, that's kind of weak. And he's like, I can do 4,000. And then later on in this post, he actually posts that he's going to do 300 yard signs a week. That's his goal, is 300 yard signs a week, because they make you money. And when they make you money, you keep putting them out. For Christmas lights, for sure. Pressure washing, he also puts a crap ton out for pressure washing too. My average for this year, 48 jobs equals 130,000 from February till now. So that's my average. Not sure how much he makes, but I know Fresh Rents gets a lot of jobs from Facebook ads. From Facebook, but not from ads. Yep. And he got very cheap jobs. He's very cheap. He's always been cheap. He was my competitor, and he was cheap back in. He was doing jobs for $99 when I was in business. Now he's doing them for $199. Facebook ad. Thinking about running this get Halloween lights by installing your permanent lights, year-round lights early. Yep. Right. More traffic at hotspots. That's why I put them at every stop sign. I put them at every stoplight. I put that crap everywhere. Hangers and magnetic business cards have always worked best for me. Facebook was very minimal response, but it takes money. Yep. Thanks for the feedback on Facebook. Relationship building is so huge. If you can be your customer's guide to go to for pressure washing, gutter cleaning, window cleaning, deck maintenance, you only need so many customers. And it's true, right? Because when we build these relationships and we do this relationship stuff, as I was talking about the love languages and the disc profile, they will use you for all your other services that you do. And that's the awesome thing about it, right? And the good thing is they will be awesome referral partners. They will refer you to everybody. You know, if you have a good card like this one here and say, hey, Miss Jones, you know, this is, if you give me a referral, I would appreciate it so much. And because I've already built that relationship with them, right? I'm not just some pressure washing guy. I'm the guy that took the time to figure out their disc profile, and I hit on it, and I figured out their love languages, and I hit on it. Guess what? this is awesome right here, right? This is what will set you apart. This is how you set yourself apart. You know, the Sam Else I'm talking about that's doing 2,000 yard signs and 4,000. This is his referral card, right? This is his give me a review, give me a referral, right? Because when you build those relationships, you will get a ton of referrals. And what you find out is your referral customers will actually give you, on average, more money than anybody else will. Or your repeats will give you more money than anybody else will. And so that's why you want to do this. That's why you got to do this. Not want to do this. This is why you got to do it. Is because you want really good repeats and you really want good referrals. And here's the thing that I see with people is we will do a job one time and we got this big fancy CRM that we put all this information in and then we never touch that customer again. And that's the dumbest thing. That's the only reason why you got a CRM for is so that you can keep touching that customer. You've got to keep touching that customer over and over and over. Because if you only touch that customer one time, then that's all you're going to get out of it. And that's what is so important as we keep growing our business and as we keep doing this so we can keep moving forward. I don't want the website. I want you to mentor me. All right. You don't have to have the website. If you want me to mentor you, then mentorship or join either one of my memberships and you will get me every other Sunday night and every Monday night and I'll help you grow. Tonight, there wasn't that many people on the Sunday night call. And most of the people on the Sunday night call tonight were over $100,000, $100,000 to $200,000. So guess what? We talked about a little bit more deeper stuff than just how do you start a business. Not that I don't also talk about it on Monday nights, but we were able to get a little bit deeper on that one. Good relationships create amazing word of mouth, which is huge money for me now. I can't disagree with you, right? When you do good relationships like this, you'll get awesome and amazing 5-star reviews. You will get awesome and amazing video reviews. You will get awesome and amazing referrals, right? Because they will tell everybody. I found out that body language almost mimics and becoming the person in front of you. Matching the body, energy, and personality of the customer become a shout. Yep, 100%. That's why the CRM is gold. That note sections should be full of information. Pets, sports teams, hobbies, vacation. I didn't even hit on that, right? When we find out all of this information, right? When we find out their kid's name, when we find out their pet's name, when we know that we walk up and they have a Bengals flag. I don't know why they'd have a Bengals flag now because they suck, but or whatever team it is, right? Write all that down in the notes section. So that way, when we call them, we have all this information saying, hey, how's Miss Johnny doing? Or write something down that you remember that they told you, right? Maybe little Johnny was getting a surgery and you're calling 2 weeks later. Hey, did Miss little Johnny get a surgery? Yeah. How's he doing? Oh, you so nice. You remembered that? Yeah, I remember that. I wrote it down. Guess what? When I write it down and I bring it back up, they go through the moon because now it is a true relationship, right? Now I'm actually doing what I say I want to do. And that's why it's important to do this stuff. It isn't just about, ooh, whatever. It's about how we make it and how we make them feel. And that's what is so important. Exactly. You better get all that dough. Jason sounds dirty. Touch, touch, touch. Well, you know, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. Been soft washing for years. Never done it with electric pump. Always used a pressure washer. Had no problems. Why is it that I have to change? What is it that I have? Why is it that you don't have to change? You can keep using a pressure washer. You don't have to use a 12 volt. Unless you want to get stronger. I still can't get a review to stick on Google. I gave up. Yeah, sometimes that can be hard. Mirroring is a good thing. And if you want to know a book to read also about this too, of the sales, it is, I always forget, it's by Chris Voss. It is, I know somebody will put it up there. Chris Voss's book, Look it up. It is, I got bad memory. Become their extended family member, 100%. My truck gets lots of attention and good conversation start. I met someone from cleaning his neighbor's townhouse. He runs his own Facebook page for the community. That's like 500 leads. That can be more. I have a profile for every customer, job, pets, everything. It's so important. You know, and I know a lot of times people don't think this stuff is important, but it is one of the most important things you can do. It Never Split the Difference is the name of that book. Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. It's a great book. It talks about mirroring. It talks about how to read body language. It's a great sales book. I would highly recommend that book also. But this is what you need to do. I just sold a $3,500 house wash on Saturday because I talked in depth about the BMW and the client's has two M5s. Has nothing to do with the house wash, has nothing to do with the pressure washing, and you sell those jobs, right? That's what makes the difference. That's what you get and how you get it. I couldn't get logged in on the Zoom tonight. Well, you missed out, Mike. No, I don't know why sometimes it does that. And I did remember it finally. $2,500. Either which way, I'll take a $2,500 job because you talked to him about that. The Art of Negotiation by him is good as well. I haven't read that one yet. I may need to read that one, but I have read Never Split the Difference, and that is a great book. All right, guys. Well, what other thing you got? This week I am going to be busy. I have got a few more things I got to do to finish up my course, and I'll have it done. I got a bunch of emails. I know I got a bunch of emails. I've seen the emails. I got to get onto them. That's probably going to be tomorrow morning's job. And then I will get that done on Wednesday. I don't know if I'll be back on here on Wednesday. I might be back on Wednesday. If I am, I'm going to be at the Indianapolis Zoo doing a live from there. So that is what I will be doing. Sam's doing like 400 trees up there. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of Christmas light stuff up there. And I will be doing that. So, and then on Thursday, I fly to Raleigh, North Carolina. So if you want to meet me down there, go to kpwtrain.com, sign up for the class. If you want Christmas lights or pressure washing or both, we do have some spots left. It is a very hands-on class. This isn't no class of one way or the other. It is a hands-on class. The next thing is you can go to kingofpressurewash.com. That's where my online, stuff is. You can go there. And if you want to learn about Christmas lights, if you're just getting started in Christmas lights, you never thought about Christmas lights or nothing like that. This is definitely something I would highly recommend you to do is Christmas lights. Christmas lights is a great, what the heck, dude? That's awesome, Anthony. I just finished a $28,000 pressure washing for my biggest client. That's pretty cool, dude. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. So that's where, do the live. It would be awesome. That's my plan is to do the live from the zoo. Go check out Christmas lights. If you're just starting out and you don't know if you should start a pressure washing business or Christmas light business, right now is the time to start your Christmas light business. There's a ton of money in it and you'll be surprised. If you need to buy lights or if you need lights, you can go to christmaslights.io. I got lights. I got everything for you there. And I also have my Facebook group. If you haven't been in it, you can go check out my Facebook group. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. christmaslights.io/group. It'll take you there. And it is my Facebook group. I don't allow a bunch of crap in there. So that is awesome. So highly recommend Jason's class. Started last year, went to his class in October and did over $150,000 in Christmas lights his very first year. So that's why you come to the in-person class right there. $150,000 his very first year. He did the October class also, and that's why you do the in-person class. So that's what you do. How long to wait for the $11,000 estimate? I wouldn't give it too long. I'd hit on it. I love the lighting idea. We do landscape lighting. Just don't want to get spread too thin. Yep, I hear you. But other than that, I hope you all have an awesome night. I hope you all have an amazing week this week. Go out there and kill it, guys. Have an awesome night, and we'll see you all later. All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the king of pressure washing in your area.